The conference is now being recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to the Yowie Group Operational Update. Your host today is Bert Alfonso, Global CEO of Yowie Group. Also on the call, we have Simon Andrew, Financial Manager. Go ahead. Thanks, Bert.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining the call. We met as a board last week, and we're reviewing our 2018 budget for approval. Obviously, we discussed how we're tracking in 17, and given that we'll come in a bit short, and I'll describe a couple of the items that that are leading to that. It seemed prudent, just given the last couple of quarters, that we bring the news to our investors as quickly as we can. And so I'll just speak to the highlights quickly so we can spend most of the time on Q&A, and then I'll open it up for questions. As you know from the last time we put out quarterly information, we were targeting to be up about 70% in the total year, and there are a couple of items which are impacting us, making us fall short of that. Our best estimate right now is that we will be around in the mid-50s, and at 55, as the announcement says. There are two items in particular. We can talk about the rest of the business, and I'm sure you have some questions about that, but I'll describe our Canadian launch, which anticipated about $1 million of shipping in the quarter, is now projected to be part of our Q1 2018. We are pretty advanced in discussions with Couche-Tard and 7-Eleven. But haven't quite nailed down the orders and the shipments yet within this particular quarter. And our Discovery World launch, which we talked about last time, it's our price segmentation strategy. Our initial order will be going into Walmart. We had planned for a earlier shipment as a front end item, first as an end cap. And they've chosen to delay it a month and put it right into the front end alongside our Yowie product. And we had estimated about $500,000 worth of that. Those two items combined, when you add them to the 55, get us into the high 60s, which is kind of where we thought we'd end up the year. The Discovery World item will be a back-to-school feature at Walmart, which we're very pleased about, although a month later than we thought. I would tell you that by way of background in terms of the category, Easter sales for the category were down about 3%. Obviously, on a small base, we were up about 100% because we had more accounts participating, but it wasn't a strong Easter, and the post-Easter period for the category has been a bit soft as well. We do continue to gain market share. Our latest Nielsen data for the total category, which includes grocery, mass, drug, club, as well as convenience. We were at 0.52 versus 0.50 when we last reported at the end of the previous quarter. And that really just reflects the fact that we're growing well ahead of the category and continuing to gain some share. On a more positive note, our Australia launch is going extremely well. It's progressing above expectations. We continue to gain new accounts, and in the short period that we've been operating there, we also are starting to get reorders from accounts. So we're very pleased how the Australian launch is progressing. Hopefully you've seen it in the marketplace. Because it's been an issue in the past, I thought it prudent to bring up the fact that our manufacturing is performing very, very well, very efficiently. It has been since March, so well beyond the issues that impacted us around the turn of the year. We do have adequate inventory levels to satisfy our customers and continue to perform at a very, very strong gross margin in the mid-50s. There are a couple of tailwinds that we have there. Cocoa prices are quite good, but we're also negotiating better packaging costs with increased volumes as well as the throughput through the plant. And that's really all of the information that pertains to the fiscal 17. I've provided some outlook on 18. I've made some references in the past. This year we're taking a slightly different approach in terms of providing a range that we're confident about. And in addition to that, our view as we look at the P&L, it still includes an adequate amount of advertising and marketing investment comparable to this year, although at a slightly higher dollar value, is that we do expect to have positive EBITDA and start to turn a profit as we get into the back half of 2018. With that, let me open it up for any questions that you might have, which I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you so much, Bert. If anybody would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your phone now, please. Thank you. Our first question is from John Bertoli. Go ahead, please, John.
Bert, can you comment on the U.S. sales for Yowie for quarter four? I think you sort of said there'll be 35% more than last year. But if you take in consideration the Australian sales as well, so it would indicate that the U.S. sales haven't been that strong for quarter four in total.
Yeah, no, that is correct. The 37 refers to the total company and the Australian sales, which wouldn't have been in any of last year's fourth quarter, obviously, are completely incremental. And while they're not, the Australian sales are a bit below the third quarter, they're still totally incremental. And so you're quite right. What we're seeing is that, let me speak to Walmart because it's still 70% of our U.S. business. We've seen a slowing in the Walmart sales. I would say that in the fourth quarter we're sort of flat for the most part. And that really does have a significant impact on our business. We continue to add some accounts, and in the non-Walmarts we're growing at a good pace, but obviously Walmart being the predominant part of the business. How we're approaching that is in two ways. On the one hand, we will be launching our Series 3 in the first quarter last year. And my personal view, and I don't have any market research or consumer research to prove this, one of the things that we really do need to do is accelerate our level of innovation and bring more than one series to market on an annual basis. And what I'm seeing is a little bit of fatigue from the Walmart consumer around Series 2. The fact that it's taken us a bit longer around Series 3 had a lot to do with some of the manufacturing issues we had during the middle of the year when we had to focus on Series 2 priorities just to get more of that product into the stores. And so I think there's a bit of fatigue around Series 2, Series 3 would start to correct that within the Walmart stores. I also do believe that, having two products on the front end of Walmart, as our Discovery World will be in about 2,000 stores. Today we're in 4,000 plus stores with Yowie. We'll be in about 2,000 of them side by side. It sort of doubles our real estate on the front end of Walmart, and we continue to work with the aisle buyer to get our three pack. We now have a three pack design that still doesn't sit in the aisle at Walmart. So again, Walmart being our key business in the U.S., that really is the factor that has been slowing the growth in the U.S. And that's really our plans for taking action against that. It really is about more merchandising, getting our discovery role in the front end, and really creating some excitement around the upcoming series, which I think is impacting our sales in that particular retailer.
And Bert, just quickly, any other new accounts coming on board in the near future?
We've got a couple of accounts that are large accounts that we're nearly there on. One of them is Winn-Dixie, which is a big Florida account, and we're actually expecting an order from them at any moment. We'll be going into some of their front end, but it'll mostly be a first quarter story. The other one that we're pretty focused on is Wakefern in the Northeast, which again our discussions are pretty far along with them. When we were at Chicago Sweets and Snacks recently, we had some pretty interesting discussions with the folks from Bed Bath & Beyond, which is it's more of a specialty retailer, but they do have a lot of stores. We did not sign up a big account. We signed up five or six smaller accounts in the fourth quarter, but nothing, you know, that really moves the needle. We're happy to have them. So I would say I'm expecting to have certainly Winn-Dixie because I think that's very close at hand. Hopefully Wakefern, and we'll see where our discussions go with Beth and beyond. Those are pretty meaningful accounts and would really make a difference in our business.
And is CVS a client of ours?
CVS, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, CVS, we're doing a test. Our only real drug client right now that we're widely available is in Walgreens. We do about 8 units per store per week, which is that compares to, you know, somewhere around 25 to 30 at Walmart, but obviously different store traffic. We're in the aisle at Walgreens. That's a pretty good number for Walgreens. I don't confuse the two numbers. They're pretty pleased with the product. We are trying to get on the front end of Walgreens to expand our distribution there, but that's the only drug retailer where we have widespread distribution. At CVS, in the last quarter, we've gone into 200 of their stores, and we're hoping to expand beyond that. But we're not in the full system by any means, although it would be a very important drug retailer to be in.
Thanks for that, Bert. Thank you. Much appreciated.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks, Bert. Our next question is from Brett Fenton. Go ahead, please, Brett.
Hi Bert, it's Brett Fenton here. I just had a question around marketing and merchandising spend. You mentioned it, we'll pick it up a little bit through FY18. Obviously there's plenty of funds available to do that. Can you talk a little bit to some of the initiatives that you might be targeting there? We saw the garage sale advertisements which were successful that have been mm-hmm. mentioned there. Are there some any initiatives sort of out there to really start to drive that marketing, advertising, merchandising spend sort of FY18 to push sales?
Yes, very much. Brand building is clearly one of our key initiatives and using innovative marketing. As you well know, it's been very, very heavily focused on social media. That's where our consumer lives. We've been getting better at it. Certainly the most recent campaign with yard sale reached levels of engagement and views well beyond what we did pre Christmas last year, we got almost 10 million views on Facebook and about a half of that on YouTube. So you know, lots more likes and lots more engagement. So clearly, there's brand awareness being created through our advertising using social media. We're right now working with our agency on a campaign for our Series 3 introduction. It'll be somewhat similar. We've also started to get quite a bit of traction on Instagram, and so our intent is to continue to build the brand, which does take time, but to continue to bring in more consumers into the Yowie brand through that social media interaction and by word of mouth, which is part of how the social media aspects work. So we do have a campaign fully planned for Series 3 that we would run through introduction and then probably post-Halloween. One of the things that we learned last year was when we did the pre-holiday campaign is we did a lot of our advertising through October. As it turned out, all of the big guys do a lot of advertising pre-Halloween. Our product isn't really all that well suited for Halloween. People tend to buy small chocolates that they give away. Ours is a bit pricey for that. I mean, it's quite well suited for Halloween party, but not as giveaways. And so what we found is there was a lot of competing advertising during that period. I think that's one of the reasons why we also scored well, not just the quality of our advertising. And so we'll do the campaign on the intro, take a pause in October, and then pick it back up post-October when we're not competing with so much of the big category advertisers that are out there. The other thing that we're doing is we started our social media campaign in Australia. We actually have a filming that will take place this weekend for an ad that will it'll be a yard sale type ad. It obviously won't be anything like yard sale, but it'll be that type of ad, what we call a hero video, which demonstrates the brand, what it stands for, and interaction of consumers. I think it'll be quite well received in the market, and so our objective is to continue to put dollars behind brand building to raise brand awareness and convert more consumers into the brand over time. And it's something that's very, very prominent in our 18 plan, and we will continue to do that to build the Yowie brand in our markets.
Thanks, Bert.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bert. Our next question we have is from Gordon Stellini. Go ahead. Thanks, Gordon.
Hi, Bert. How you doing, mate? I'm just I'm just calling in about the app. You know, they haven't been updated in three years. You know, are we ever going to see Yowie put in more of an effort converting chalk sales into app downloads? You know, the Android app only has 5,000 downloads. We sold millions of chalks. We have a target audience that would have like a premium cost per click for the ads. But what's going on here?
Yeah, that was one of the elements, obviously, that was you know, pretty obvious to me as I was coming on. And we are right now in the process of really doing an uplift around YowieWorld.com, including 6 new play and learn games for the kids that join up as Yowie Rangers. And so I think over the next 6 months, you'll see a complete revamp and rejuvenation of the Yowie World product and the website. And we're pretty excited about what we're seeing so far. We're working with some pretty talented people, and it's money well spent. We think we need to continue to upgrade and renew the Yowie World.com to keep kids engaged. And I fully agree with you. There's only so many times you could play you know, the same games on the website. So yeah, we have a full-on effort in that regard, and I think over the next 6 months you'll see quite a bit of it coming on stream.
Okay, that sounds really good. Thanks very much. Could you also touch on books and cartoons, please?
Yeah, the books are being. We had some books that were prepared. The books are actually being rewritten. I think in the next couple of weeks, we'll probably put out a separate announcement on the books and the webisodes, if you will. The webisodes will be sort of 7 to 12 minute sort of cartoons that will. And so right now we're in the process of selecting the voices for the characters, for the Yowie characters, and developing their personalities. So that the webisodes really come to life, and as you know there are things about Yowie that are very unique to Yowie, which we think are competitive assets. Certainly, it's not the chocolate, although we think we have nice chocolate. We're not going to out chocolate the chocolate guys, but our characters are unique and they stand for something really meaningful, as well as our mission, which they're a big part of. So. So yeah, that's going to take a little bit longer. We're working with some Hollywood folks. I think it's been mentioned in the past, you know, Bruce Davies giving us.
Yeah.
And so, Trish, obviously one of our board members, has been very involved there, as has Cove, our chief marketer. And we see that as a way to not only, you know, reinforce the brand, but also at some point get into other categories with the Yowie character. So we are making those investments. Those are a little bit more of a longer burn, I think. But you will see them, and they are under development. I think in the next couple of weeks we'll probably pick the voices, and then start to write the stories.
Okay. Thank you very much. And could you please just finally touch on target trials?
The target trial. Yeah, the target trial is going slower than I would like, to be honest. I would say that if I look at all the channels in the U.S., I mean, I've already explained Walmart, how we think we need to change our approach and grow Walmart. But I think of all the channels in the U.S., sort of grocery is the one I'm least happy with. Much more happy in our development in convenience store. And obviously we've got some ideas about how do we get in club or what have you, but we have expanded the targets, the target launch. We've gone from 200 to 400 stores now, and we've gone from the back of the store to closer to the front of the store. It's not on the front end, but closer to the front of the store. So we've replaced it, and we've doubled the number of stores that we're in. We still got a long ways to get into the whole system, but we're heading in the right direction. So I wish we could go faster, but we are making progress.
Right, thank you. I just my local Walgreens store here in Los Angeles, it runs out of chocolates on the weekend. The shelf's empty for 3 or 4 days leading up to their Thursday delivery date. Does Yowie have, like, can we do anything about that, or is that simply Walgreens?
Yeah, you know, there are retailers that allow you in the stores. For example, in Walmart, we use Acosta to do our merchandising, and so Acosta visit on our behalf, and they make sure that there's product and they bring it out of the back room. Walgreens does not permit any of the manufacturer salespeople or merchandisers in their store. So you're kind of depending on how good the store manager is. And I would tell you that it's not just for us. I think stockouts on shelf is a constant challenge for the category because we don't come in giant sizes. If you're in Los Angeles, I'll certainly be talking to somebody about how we can make that better. It's not something that we can influence directly. They don't allow us in their stores.
All right, no worries. Well, thank you so much for your time, man.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks for your questions.
Thanks, Bert. I don't have any more questions in the queue, but just let's remind everybody, if you would like to ask a question, star one on your phone now, please. Okay, Bert, it appears we don't have any further questions.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then let me just thank everyone who did come on. Simon and I are available for questions following this call, so, you know, we're easy to reach, and I'm sure we'll hear from others who perhaps didn't have the time to come on the call. But thank you very much, everyone, for participating, and we'll be in touch soon. Thank you.